In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Today is the first Sunday of the blessed month of Misra, and this month is the last Coptic month of the Coptic year. And approaching the end of the Coptic year, the Church in its wisdom wants to remind us with certain facts related to our life here on earth. So they start this week by speaking about the parable of the vine dressers, that the Lord described them as wicked because they did not want to deliver fruits to those people who are entrusted from the owner of the vineyard to collect these fruits. And there are many lessons to benefit from and to meditate upon from this parable. But we will be focused on four main lessons for all of us today to think of. The first point we notice from the parable is that God is the one who planted the vineyard and he is the owner. We hear at the beginning of the parable that a certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to vine dressers. To make it more specific, what is exactly this vineyard whom this man planted and he owned it and he leased it to those people? We can speak of many vineyards, many stewardships that we are entrusted upon, but we will focus upon three main stewardships, namely ourselves, our families, and our church. All of these are vineyards planted and owned by God. Knowing this about our bodies, that it is not ours, it is actually the temple of God. The moment we were born again from baptism, and we were anointed with the Holy Mairun, we at that time are counted among those people who are the temples of God. We hear St. Paul says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were brought at a price. We are not of our own. We were brought by a price. Then this vineyard, this stewardship of ourselves, is no more us for us, but it is actually owned, planted by God. Also, speaking about the family, marriage, we hear this in every wedding. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate. He is God. He is the one who made this union and instituted this organization and this sacrament and this mystery, unifying these two people, making them as a seed for a church. Speaking about the children, we hear King David says, behold, children are heritage from the Lord. They are heritage from the Lord. He is the one who owns them. Speaking about the church as well, as one of these vineyards whom this master planted, we hear St. Paul says to the elders of Ephesus, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. So ourselves or our families or the church are simply owned, planted by God. So what this fact actually implies? What is the influence that this fact should put in our hearts? First of all, we owe him thanksgiving. Sometimes, actually, these vineyards that we should appreciate God for are even sometimes a reason for us to grumble against him. We complain that you didn't give me maybe a beautiful appearance. Maybe my family is not as I wish it is. Sometimes we grumble against the church that God purchased by his own blood. What do you think of ourselves when we as stewards start to repay the goodness of God with grumbling and complaining, and it becomes not an issue and a subject for thanksgiving, but rather a subject for complaint? Knowing that God is the one who owned the vineyard, he is the one who planted it, this should put in our hearts always thanksgiving and praising to him who gave us and blessed us with all of these blessings. Secondly, also, this fact that God is the owner and the one who planted the vineyard also should make us never to lose hope. He is so much interested in making these vineyards to prosper. It is not only by yourself. Don't think that it is up to you only to struggle in order to make your family to function, or to make yourself to be a better person, or to make your church as you think it should be. It is actually God who is more interested than you. Never to think of yourself that I am by myself in my battle, I am by myself in my labor. Sometimes we fall in despair because we forget that God is the owner of the vineyard. He is the one who is mostly interested to make this vineyard to function and to bring fruits. Knowing that He is the owner, He is interested to make the vineyard to work, this will make us always not to give up upon prayers. How can I not to ask the one who is mostly interested in making this vineyard to function, not to ask from Him His help and asking for His grace? So the first point that we have to think of this day, approaching the end of this Coptic year, God is the owner of the vineyard. He is the one to Him is due all glory and thanksgiving. He is the one whom we put our hope in. He is the one who wants the vineyard to prosper and succeed. The second point that we learn from this parable, as we hear it today, that this man who planted the vineyard leased it to vine dressers. He leased the vineyard to us. We never owned it and we never will. Why we say this? A lot of problems come when we simply assume that we are the owners of the vineyard. Assuming that I own my body, I think that I am free to do with it whatever I want. I feel the liberty to give my senses to things which is not befitting the fact that it was given for me for lease. It's not up to me to just waste it and use it in a way which is inappropriate. Knowing that the family that I was given, it's also leased to me for certain time, I will be more careful in handling the relationship within this family, handling the relationship with my wife, my husband, or my children. Sometimes parents assume that they own their children. They have to shape them the way they want. They oppress them. He says that this is my child. I do with him whatever I want. Let me remind you, he was given for you for a lease. He's never yours and he will never be. This child or this wife or this husband is given to you for a time. And God one day will ask you about what did you do with it. Speaking about the church. The church is not owned by anyone. Sometimes we assume that Abuna is the one who owns the church. He does whatever he wants in it. Or that because I have a certain function in the church, then it is mine. And then there is a spirit of competitiveness. And I feel like if anyone approached my area, then this will create a fight and a war. All of this comes when we forget that all of these were given for us for a lease. No one owns the church. No one owns the family. No one owns even his own body. It's all leased to us from the owner of the vineyard. The third point that we learn from the parable of today, that the owner will request fruits. He is expecting this. He sent messengers to those people, the vine dressers, asking for fruits. What did you do with what I gave to you? He did not only ask for fruits and without doing anything except to give them the vineyard. No. He gives us the Holy Spirit by which we can bear fruits. We bear fruits of the Spirit whenever we allow Him to work in us. Our families bear fruits when we allow the Holy Spirit to work inside the family. Our church also bears fruit when the Holy Spirit works in it and unifies the people in harmony and in love. So God is going to ask fruits from all of us. You like it or not, you will be accountable before God to bring fruits from the vineyard that you were given it. Sometimes we assume also that it's something that may or may not. Maybe it will bring fruits or not. Actually, God gave us all the reasons in order to make all of these vineyards to work and function and to prosper and to bring many fruits. It is our duty to work and labor with the Holy Spirit in order that these fruits will come. Fruits will never come by good intentions. by thinking that if I wish, then it will bring fruits. I have tried, but my husband didn't help me in that. My wife was not cooperative. No, you have a role, you have to do it. And if you do it sincerely and faithfully, aided by the work of the Holy Spirit, most probably things should bear fruits at the end. St. Paul said to the people of Romans that the desire of his heart and his prayers is for his people in the Jewish nation to know God. What do we learn from this? The desire is what he really wants, and he translated into this desire into prayers. So this is exactly what should happen. We desire things to function, and then we work with God. We desire and we pray. Fruits will never come by good intention, by operating on our own, by having our own agenda, thinking this is how it should function. Without the work of grace and we working with God, there are no fruits going to be expected. The last point is, the one who planted the vineyard will come to judge the vine dressers. Another fact that sometimes we overlook and we ignore, that he certainly will come. He will come and ask every one of us, what did you do exactly with what I gave to you? The Lord gave us many parables about how the people who were given certain vineyards were not faithful. He spoke to us about the lazy and wicked servant who just got his talent and he buried it in the land. That's it. He spoke also about the unjust servant who just wasted what was given. Today we hear about the greedy servants who thought on themselves that we own the vineyard. All of those vine dressers, the Lord will come one day and judge all of them. We hope, we pray, we should always be eager to examine ourselves, lest we'll be counted among them. And the Lord gave us also example of the faithful and wise stewards, those people who work diligently, capitalizing on what God gave them, working with the Holy Spirit in order for them to bring fruits 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. It is our duty at the end of the year to think of ourselves and think of the vineyard and think also of the owners. To remind you with what we have said today, God gave all of us vineyards. We are all stewards and vine dressers. Always remember this: God is the one who planted the vineyard and he is the owner. He leased the vineyard to us. We never owned it and we never will. He will request fruits, and he will come certainly to judge the vine dressers. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.